Ela pras b'yom Tishrei. You could only be tovel on the Noah pras in this river b'yom Tishrei, in Tishrei time. Dilvad. So you know why? Because in Tishrei time, it's not a time of rain. So therefore, the way the river is at Tishrei, you should know that's pure river water. There's no, like, a rainwater mixed into it. That is the man that the mountain starts melting from the snow. That's also considered like rainwater. That happens before. By Tishrei, it's the end of the summer already. There's no rain then, and there's no mountain water running down into the pras. So at that time, we know exactly the water in the river now is pure river water. Therefore, that you could be tabling. So you see, Shmuel himself also holds that there are other times of the year when pras becomes big because of the rainwater, and then you can't be tovel in the river pras. So really, it's a theory in Shmuel. If Shmuel himself holds that whenever the river becomes big, it's because mainly the underground is giving up more water, so at all times, you should be able to be tovel in the river. And here Shmuel says no. Shmuel says you can only be tovel in the river, only b'yom Tishrei. So Ron explains he doesn't really only mean b'yom Tishrei, but it means to say that's the standards. In other words, if you look at pras the way it is at Tishrei, you know that's the level of its real water. Now the rest of the year, if it's still at that level, avadi can be tovel, what are you afraid of? Just means to tell us that from the way it is at Tishrei, if later on in the year when it starts to rain, it becomes bigger, a higher level, and you can say now that there's more rainwater than the river water, that will be also to be tovel. So the rest of the year it's like a suffix. But if you know for sure the level, the normal level, then you could be tovel in Tishrei. Now the Gemara says, Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Pashin also held like this last sheet of Shmuel, that there are times when you can't be tovel in the river. Well, at the time of the rain, you have to be afraid there's more rainwater than the real river water, and rainwater you can't be tovel when it's moving, and the river is moving, so you can't be tovel in the river. So therefore, what did Shmuel's father do? Overlu mikvoyes labante b'yom Nisan. Nisan time, that's the time of the rain, that's when he made mikvoyes. He made mikvoyes for his girls to be tovel in. In other words, don't go down to the river, because at that time the river has too much rainwater, either because of the real rain, or that's the time when the snow starts to melt, and all the water of the mountain starts flowing down into the river. So yom Nisan, that's the time when the river is full of rainwater. So at that time, you can't use the mikvah. Therefore, he can't use the river to be tovel in. Therefore, Avu the Shmuel made for his girls, he made them regular mikvahs. He made them a mikvah. So mikvah is not running water. A mikvah is water that stays still. So rainwater, if it ends up in the mikvah, it's kosher, as long as it's not traveling. Umav say beyond the Tishrei. But when it came Tishrei time, that's the time when the river came down to its regular level, that it's only pure river water. All the rainwater got washed away already. So then he let them be tovel inside the river. Umavtse means poshut, he made mats. He made mats for the floor, so Umshat the Ram says there shouldn't be a chatzitza. We don't want them that their feet should be on the mud, because then we have to be afraid maybe a stone, pebbles will get stuck in between their toes, and there'll be a chatzitza. So he used to put down mats there, that they'll stand on the mats in the river. So or else the Ram says the other pshat is, mafsi means he made a mechitza like for tznius. Like they want to be tovel in the river, but in the river at the beginning they put up a little mechitza, a little partition that people shouldn't see them. So you see, Avud Shmuel Chorosa holds like this last Shmuel Shita. That demonstrates there are times of the year when you can't be tovel in the river. So really it's the machlekes though. That first Shmuel holds not like that. So here it's a Shalom Sak, how we pass on Alocha. The Ram brings down the Machlokes Rishonim. First he brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, Posak, Yishmuel. The Yoma, Nohora, Mekipa, Mavrich. So Rabbeinu Tam passes Lekula, that you could always be tovel in the river. You never have to be afraid. Even if when you go to the river is full of water, and maybe it looks like it's more rainwater, still we hold like Shmuel's first Svarom, that true, there was rainwater there, but there's more water that came up from the underground, therefore the river is always kosher. That's why Rav Tam Paskins. But then it brings down now, Vorach, Rav Alfizah, Poskul, Karav, no, they Paskin like Rav, Ukavu, Adi Shmuel, the Enamayim, Etarim, Bezechlem, Elapras, V'yayim, Etishri, Bavad. They Paskin know, like Avu, Adi Shmuel, that you can only be tovel in the river when you know that's the level of the water itself. But at times of the year when there's a lot of rainwater there, or the water from the mountains are melting and running down into the river, at that time, you should not be tevel in the mikvah. Therefore, the two shittas, that's our minigosa. I don't think they're tevel if they know that there's rainwater then, if you have a chash, that at that time of the year, they're not tevel in the rivers. Unless it's a shasat chak, you have no place else to go, then I think it's mutter. Right. Omar Rebbe Ami, Omar Rav. My disciple was the Pasuk saying in Yecheskel, V'yata benodo ma'aseh lecho kli goyla. You, per person, make yourself a kli, utensils of goyla, for you're going to have to go into golos, for you're going to have to travel. In other words, a person that has to wander around before you start to go to golos, prepare yourself, not yourself kelim. What does that mean? Zener ulkaru shatiach. If you travel around, you have to have with